Good morning. Welcome to the M25 show. My name is Eddie. I'm all screwed up right now, Eddie. I've totally forgot that.
My name is Eddie.
I've totally forgot that Alberto wasn't here. Eddie, what's going on?
I don't know.
What in the hell is going on? Well, everybody, we know Eddie, and you know myself, Steve. We are the M25 show. I didn't even think, you know how I usually type in the stuff on the stream things and tag people and all that. Mm-hmm. So I had no really super, super rush to know, okay, as soon as we come live, I got to say, welcome to the M25 show. Because usually that's Alberto, right?
It's Alberto's doing.
So that's what happened. But anyway, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Eddie? Good to have you back.
I'm good.
We were just talking before the show and telling you that I did a solo show last week.
Solo. The show must go on.
Show gotta go on. It's gotta go. Yeah. What are you gonna do when things are running thin? You gotta just pull it together.
Yep.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Let's see here. So today is Thursday. Do you know what the date is, Eddie?
The 13th? Friday the 13th?
Friday? It's Thursday. You just said Thursday, and then now it's Friday?
No, it's
the 12th?
Thursday. Oh, no, it's Thursday. Thursday
the 13th. Thursday the 13th.
Yes, Thursday.
Is today the 13th?
Yes, today is the 13th.
Okay, it's the 13th. Eddie, what kind of,
for some reason.
What kind of lotion are you using?
Natural Wonders.
Ah, there we go. That's our sponsor right there, Eddie.
Yeah, Natural Wonders.
You like that stuff, don't you?
I do.
And we all like it. It's good stuff. How can people get some of their product, Eddie, and get a discount?
They can go online and check and then go to the, or enter the code M25 and you get
M25 show.
M25 show and you get, is it 12, 10%?
25%.
Oh, wow.
Eddie.
25% off.
Yes, you go to the naturalwonders.com website. And that's Natural Wonders. And Wonders is spelled WUNDERZ. Mm-hmm. Naturalwonders.com. Do your shopping on there. And then at checkout, in the little box where you can put a promo code, put in the M25 show, and you'll get 25% off your total order.
25% off. Good deal.
Yes. Yes, it is. Cynthia, how you doing? You remember Cynthia, Eddie?
Good product. I remember Cynthia.
Cynthia, she is watching on the show. I haven't seen her in a while, so thank you for joining. She says, hey, lamos.
man. Hello, Cynthia.
Yes, we have somebody watching, I think, on another page. I don't know if that was Cynthia. It just, you know, when people watch on our fan page and they comment, on the comment box, it just says Facebook user. It doesn't have a name. Mm-hmm. The only time it'll show a name is if they're watching on YouTube or the Steve, Eddie, Alyssa, Alberto Facebook page. Okay. So right now, I don't know who's saying good morning on the fan page. So good morning, whoever it is. Yes. So Eddie, we got a guest on today. Oh, it's Varushka. Oh, Varushka.
Varushka, we've had her before.
Yes. Speaking of Varushka, I saw a post she put up the other day. I happened to be scrolling through Facebook, you know, checking it out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was a story or if it was a post. And she looked pretty good, Eddie. Very
sure
good.
She did.
Oh, my God, that body. I mean, you know, it showed enough where you can put two and two together. You know, the hips and the booty and all that. I was like, holy mackerel.
Get your mind wandering?
Yeah, it gets you wandering.
It gets you
wandering. It got me wandering to get my tissue.
The Facebook user is Varushka.
Yes, Varushka. Varushka. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Eddie, there's so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so many things going on. And we have a guest on today that's another musician's coming on from Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Today?
And yes, he is, I believe, the bass player from the Voodoo Glow Skulls. We actually had the lead singer on in the past, Ephraim. Remember Ephraim?
Mm-hmm.
He's actually the guy that with the skate shop, and he sings in Manic Hispanic too, mm-hmm. in Death by Stereo. And he also sings for Voodoo Glow Skulls.
He's a guy, huh?
Yeah, I remember asking, how can you remember all those songs and lines from all those bands? That's crazy, I think. Yeah. You're in three bands. And then you go on a tour. You know, they sing a lot of songs, right? Mm-hmm. I guess, I mean, after years of doing it, you probably just know them, like, memorized, right? Probably. Imagine when you're first doing it.
Yeah, what band am I playing for today, or what band am I singing in today?
Yeah, and then just getting up there and remembering all the words to all the songs you're going to play during your live set. Mm-hmm. And then maybe the week after, or maybe a couple of days after, you go to and you're playing with your other band. Mm-hmm. And you got to do another 10, 15 songs, and you're like, holy moly. I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Just to remember all the words to all the songs.
I wonder if they have, like, not cue cards, but, like,
well, because remember, Efren said he, when he first started, like, I think it was with the Voodoo Glow Skulls, he said, I think that's what he said. He used to write on his wrist or his palm, so he was make sure he didn't forget the words, you know?
Cause, cheat sheet, huh?
Yeah, and I don't blame him, because, you know, you're singing three bands or more, and you're first starting. I could see, man, I hope you're on stage, don't forget the words. And I'm going to have to ask our guests, if that ever happens, what do? They got to have some kind of backup plan or something, because, you know, you got your lead man up there, and just say you forgot the words, you know, it happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure the band, they got to
keep going.
What happens if you forget one of the word or two of the words and you're just thrown off? Do you know just when to jump right back in with that right word to keep on rolling?
Maybe, you know, like the backup singer chimes in.
I wonder if they'd have backup singer. Or backup singer takes over and reminds the lead guy.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's what would happen, but I'm not sure. We'll have to ask him when he comes on.
Yeah, well, that's funny. He's in the waiting room now. We're going to bring him out. And if anybody can answer that question, it could be him, you know?
Yep.
So, hopefully, I want to make sure I say his name right. Jorge Voodoo. Okay, and he'll let me know if I said it right. So we're gonna bring him out. He is in the band Voodoo Glow Skulls, mm-hmm. and I've seen a lot of his live videos he does on Instagram, mm-hmm. and he does these little I don't know if what they are, these little monster things, and they're really cool. They're little miniature dolls, and he hand paints them and all that, and they're really cool. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna ask him about those things too, Eddie. Okay. So let's bring him out here, Jorge Voodoo. Hello, Jorge.
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good. This is Eddie. My name's Steve, and we're the MT5 Show. A couple of our other co-hosts are off today, but you got the best today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yes, we're fans of your band, and I've been watching your lives for a while now, and I've been wanting to ask you to come on, and I'm glad I finally did. And I really think your band is very cool. I like the setup and everything. And I don't know if you heard before you came on, we're asking if a lead singer happens to forget some of the words. What do you guys have a backup plan for that, or are you just wing it, or what do you do?
Well, first off, thank you for the compliments. That's awesome. Thanks for checking our band out.
Of course.
But yeah, in those situations, it's kind of funny. I jumped in. Kind of right in the middle of that conversation you guys were having. I caught kind of the end of it, but yeah, to be honest with you, what we do, because you're right, you know, Efren being the second singer and having to learn a lot of the older catalog, you know, is really hard to do, especially when you have two other bands, you know, that you kind of have to remember the lyrics for as well.
Yes.
So it does happen every once in a while, especially since, you know, there's times when, you know, like me and Eddie even have other bands where you know, you get used to one set with one band, and then you have to, you know, go back to the other, and it's like, oh yeah, you know what I mean, kind of thing. And then everyone's so busy, like, we do get, you know, get practices in. It's usually just like the four core of the band, me, Efren, Steven, and Eddie. Yes. Because our sax player, Eric, lives, you know, in Pittsburgh, and then our trombone player, Jose, lives in the Valley, and it takes him a good two and a half hours to get over here. So, you know, we kind of practiced before, like tours and things like that. You know what I mean? Like as a whole, you know, piece.
Yes.
So, you know, it's really easy to, you know, forget stuff, especially when you're as busy as Ephraim. So when he does happen to forget stuff, I don't know if any of you guys have been, me and Eddie do a lot of backup singing too.
Okay. Yeah.
We do, you know most of the lyrics and can sing the whole songs basically ourselves. So we do jump in and back them up anyways. And we try and do that anyway. So you still have that core voice still that everyone's used to hearing, because me and Eddie have similar voices to our brother Frank, you know?
Yes.
Thing for the band, as you guys know. But yeah, it's just kind of funny, you know, it happens and we just kind of keep rolling. Ephraim just kind of does what he can, you know what I mean? Says whatever comes to his top of the head. I mean, and we just move on and laugh it off. You know what I mean? It's no big deal. You know what I mean? Like, it, but it happens, man. You know, I'm sure it happens to everybody, you know.
The show must exactly. go on, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So like I was telling Eddie here, I was like, okay, well, I could see that's what I thought. You have backup singers and you guys just carry on and it kind of maybe leads him back to where he's supposed to be. Is that kind of how it helps, kind of?
Yeah.
Do you think that helps him? Like, oh, okay, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be. And then he just jumps right back in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, that, you know, it's been, like I said, you know, it's me and Eddie basically do a lot of singing as well. And, you know, it's real easy for Ephraim to kind of jump in and out. You know what I mean? You know.
That's pretty cool. I like that. Everybody, this is Jorge Voodoo is a bass player, correct? Bass player for the Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Yeah. I play bass guitar. We started this band, me and my brother Eddie and our childhood friend Jerry O'Neill. I was about 15 years old. It was late 87, early 88. We claim 88 because that's when we actually started like playing backyard parties and, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
We started the band in one of our childhood bedrooms, and basically about 4 months in, our brother Frank decided to join as the singer, you know, and kind of just said, I'll be temporary till you guys find out the singer, and then ended up staying, you know what I mean? And, you know, for a good, I want to say 27, 28, maybe 30 years of that, Ephraim's been with us.
Wow.
I think 7 years now.
Wow.
So yeah.
How did that all come out where he decided to move on or whatever, do something else? And
well, I think he was kind of, you know, ready to do other things and more take care of his personal life. You know, he had a family and stuff like that. And yeah. I think he felt that he'd run his course, you know, he'd kind of been everywhere with us and, you know, he kind of said it himself, I think, in an after interview, you know, I've been there and done that with the band. So, you know, and for us, we were kind of spinning our wheels with it. You know what I mean? He was just, you could tell he was just kind of going through the motions on stage and that kind of stuff, not really too much into it. And as to where me and Eddie still had the fire to, you know, we still want to tour and still play. We still have a lot of songs in us. You know, we've always kind of been the core songwriters of the band. You know what I mean? Frank's kind of been the voice of it. Yeah. He did lyrics and stuff like that on the original stuff. But for the most part, you know, it's kind of been, my brother Eddie's the one that basically got the band together. He was like, hey, why don't you play bass? And then Jerry played drums, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
Like I said, a few months later, Frank decided to join. He stayed, you know what I mean? And yeah, we put out some great stuff, did a lot of really good stuff, you know what I mean? Like in that career. Guys throughout the years here and there, you know what I mean? And me and my brother Eddie just have always just, this has always been the thing we've wanted to do since we grew up watching Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and, you know what I mean, all the bands we love, you know, and then later on punk bands that we ended up, you know, falling in love with, and Scott, you know, music in general, you know.
And so, you're still doing it.
Yeah, we wanted to keep going, you know, and when Frank decided that he wanted to retire, we basically just wanted to kind of keep going. We didn't know what we were going to do, and Ephraim kind of just reached out to us and was like, hey, I know you guys have some commitments and we wanted to fulfill the commitments we still had. So, he said, hey, I'll come in temporarily. And again, decided to stay, thankfully, you know,
the rest is history. And, yeah.
We're kind of really fortunate because again, I'll mention some of the bands we were influenced by, Iron Maiden and AC/DC, you know, and, they both replaced their singers, and me and Eddie thought, you know, we were done. But
Ephraim came around.
Man, Ephraim came in, and like the two bands that we grew up, you know, looking at. Fortunately, people liked it, and here we are, you know.
Yeah, we were talking to Ephraim, Eddie, remember, and how he thought it was so awesome that he was going to be singing for the Voodoo Glow Skulls, and he was like, "Yeah, I was, you know, hanging around. I knew him. You know, we'd see each other at parties and hang out, and as soon as they kind of mentioned it, he said he was in. He was like, it was something special to him. So yeah, we had him on in the past, and he was telling us the story about it, and we thought it was a cool story on how he got to sing in your band.
Yeah, you know, we've known Ephraim for a long time. He was part of the Feed Me, like the A&R team for the Feed Me album, mm-hmm. For Epitaph. He had Death by Stereo. We just kind of kept in touch throughout the years. And, you know, for those of you that didn't see the episode, he just happened to be at one of the guys from the band DFL's house. And they just mentioned, you know, that Frank left the band, and they said, "Hey, you'd be a perfect fit for those guys." And Ephraim, not really thinking, you know, that he just reached out to us to kind of go, "Hey, man, you know, I heard what happened, and if you guys ever decide to do stuff again, you know, we should do some shows together."
Yeah.
And, him and Eddie got to talking, and the conversation ended with Ephraim filling in, you know, and again, he ended up staying, fortunately enough for us. And he's just brought in like a new, you know, really positive vibe and life to the band, you know, that I think was, you know, it was at that point in our career, you know, I want to say it's been like I said, 28, maybe 27, 28 years or something.
Yeah.
Brought a fresh perspective into everything, you know, that I think was really cool for me and Eddie, because now we just have, in a sense, a new sound of the band, you know?
Yeah.
Like new energy, huh?
Yeah, new energy, without straying too far from our roots, you know, obviously. And we wouldn't expect it to sound the same, you know what I mean? We wouldn't really want it to be honest with you, because that would just kind of continue on the old thing. So,
yeah.
Just all the way around, man, when he came in, you know, I just kind of...
Different and new kind of energy that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enough to get it booging again, you know, get it moving again.
For sure, not taking anything away from our brother, you know, we would never do that, of course, you know what I mean? There's a whole legacy with him that was amazing, you know what I mean? And that was awesome, you know what I mean? But coming in again, like I said, just brought a whole new thing that here we are today, man, you know, just still being able to tour, still going all the way around the world, you know, playing shows for people, and the energy and just the live show and the vibe is just, everything just kind of went boom for us, you know what I mean? Which was awesome. You know what I mean? We just put our head down and wrote new music, you know, during the whole quarantine thing, and it was like saving grace for us, you know?
Very cool. Eddie, you got a question for Jorge?
How hard is the, the traveling, the moving around from place to place? I don't know if every night, how hard is that on yourselves? Or?
Well, I'm kind of used to it. Like, me and my brother Eddie, are kind of used to it because we started at such a young age, and we've had guys in the band, you know, for periods of time that once they got in, you know, they'd never really been in a touring band, and once they got in, you know, have been like, you know, a couple weeks in, we're like, man, this is kind of crazy, man, I'm not used to just constantly moving, you know, because they have, you know, they're used to their home life where they're nice, right, and being able to go home, they have their routine, you know, which most people have, you know, I understand that when I'm home, you know what I mean? And, you know, very welcome when you travel for a living to fall into a home routine and be comfortable, you know, that quickly. But we've had guys kind of go, man, this is crazy. I'm not used to moving around. You know what I mean? This often and every day, basically a new thing, new place.
Yeah, new thing every day.
But, you know, I'm basically pushing 50 years old and I've been doing this since I was 15. And touring since I was 17. So for me, it's just the way it is for me, you know, I'm very, and you know, I love it, man. I like being able to travel, especially abroad, going to places like Europe. And we got to go to Russia, you know what I mean?
It's, oh,
like,
really?
that's crazy. Know. It's like, how, who knows if anyone's ever going to be able to say that again? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Like, yeah. We've been to a lot of cool places all over South America. You know what I mean? Places like Poland, Croatia, you know, Slovenia, you know, it's,
So the moving around, Eddie, for Jorge, it's part of your life. This is what you do, right? Pretty much. Yeah. This is.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy, like, very much enjoy the whole traveling part of, aspect of it, and getting to see new things, and, you know, getting to check out new cities, even the drives, you know, checking out the countrysides and just the sights along the way. You know, the whole thing, man. Even the getting to the club and meeting the club staffers, to, you know, been doing for long. We actually know a lot of them, you know, by name, and it's very well, like, seeing old friends at this point. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of cities, because, you know,
yeah,
we fortunately enough have been doing this for so long that, you know, we've become friends with a lot of people, in a sense, grew up with them, even though they didn't grow up in the same city.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I love that aspect of it.
Me and Eddie, I was telling Eddie about, before you came on, that I watch your live videos when you come on Instagram, so I'd check you out, and you show these little I don't know what they're called. Are they little voodoo guys, or what actually are those things?
Okay, so on the Feed Mountain, we introduced the character called the Voodoo Man, because, like I said, we've always been fans of Iron Maiden, and Iron Maiden have always had, you know, their Eddie, obviously. Mm.
Okay.
We thought was always awesome. The artwork was always badass. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know if I could do this, but, you know, I got one of them sitting right here. And
okay. Okay.
But, you know, the artwork, dude, you know what I mean? It's like, they've always had this character that to us was just so awesome, that
yes,
we wanted to have one for our band. So when the Feed Mat album came out, we kind of introduced the Voodoo Man, which is the figure that you're talking about. I'm actually sitting in the station, the little Voodoo Man,
yeah,
workstation where I'm at right now. But this is where I paint them. I got that, you know, I got like 7-inch ones, a little bigger.
Nice.
The heads, they're puppet heads. Let me show you. They start off like this. We 3D print them.
Oh, wow, look at that.
So that is basically off of one of the figures. We just take the program apart and just print the heads.
Okay.
So then I bring them and I paint them. So that's the beginning. That's how they start out. They have, you know, it's like a block of filament. Mm-hmm. You have to chisel it away, kind of, with all the supports. And then I start painting them like that. And they end up like this, right? Actually, at the end, end up as a puppet.
Oh, wow, look at that. So, that's pretty cool. So you make that whole thing, huh?
Yeah, and then my buddy prints them in his.
Look at that.
That's the Ephraim one. It's still in the works. The little Sarapes and stuff, I get them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, puppet, Ephraim puppet.
Nice.
The little Sarape, we just got to cut it. There he is.
Very cool.
A couple of these going up in the Punk Rock Museum, by the way, with some other stuff too, like the original Voodoo Man, Hoodoo Voodoo Weedoo sign that he holds up at our live show.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool. We're fortunate enough to be part of that.
Okay, I want to go back to the voodoo guy in a minute, but before I forget, that sign that they... How did that all start? I know Ephraim talked a little bit about it, but I wanted to ask you, because, you know, you were there from the beginning.
Well, we wanted to come up with a chant, because... again, you know, the bands that we kind of grew up listening to, you know, like, some of them have like certain parts and certain chants and certain parts of their set and stuff. So we wanted to come up with something that would kind of be our own, that the crowd could kind of chant. Somehow, I can't remember how we came up with Hoodoo Voodoo We Do Fuck You.
That's pretty original, if you ask me.
So that ended up kind of sticking, and people started saying that, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, when they want to encore, or even like in between songs or whatever. Mm-hmm. That just kind of stuck, man, and it's kind of stuck ever since. So when we brought the Voodoo Man out, we actually got him made. The guy that does like props, you know, he did like the Batman mask and like, I want to say like all the Predator stuff. Happened to be a local guy, and we commissioned him to make the mask, the actual real mask is kind of how we got this made, because we actually have the mask. We did 360 pictures of it. The Voodoo Man, this is actually me with a mask on, so that's my body.
Oh, cool. And, Didn't know that.
Yeah, because, you know, the mask stays at my house, so I put it on and just kind of did the posing for the rendering of the 3D figure. Uh-huh. Then we send it off to our guy to actually make the program, and then my buddy John has the resin printer, because these are made out of resin, the smaller ones. There's the Ephraim one that I'm just starting.
Okay, cool.
My buddy makes them in his garage with his printers. We decided to get printers during quarantine time. We were like, huh, let's start making some stuff, you know what I mean? So we got the idea to make the figures. So my buddy John, I'll figure it out, and figured it out. And we ended up buying filament printers, which, you know, make the puppet heads out of filament, which is more like a plastic.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
And then figures we make out of actually like a resin. So, you know, so they're more like action figures, but they're not action figures. They're, you know, they're just on a little stand here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad we asked about that, because, you know, I see them and I'm sure a lot of people like to know how this all came about. And I did see them on your website that you do sell them too. So, you know, that's pretty cool. Can you tell everybody how they can, if they're interested in buying one, how they can do that?
Yeah, they're not always available on the site yet, because we're still kind of cutting our teeth with all this. It's literally me just hand painting them.
Yeah.
And so it takes me a while. So right now what I'm doing is, they do pop up on our Big Cartel. So you can check out, for any of our merch, our Voodoo Glow Skulls Big Cartel. For now, they're usually available at our shows as well. But right now I'm just kind of painting away with every spare moment that I get, because we got some tours coming up and I want to have them available, you know, at the merch.
Of course.
So I literally just have to paint boxes and boxes of these things between now and July. We go on tour with Less Than Jake of like Midwest and East Coast. So I want to have them available for that tour along with the puppets, both puppets. So, you know, I got a lot of painting to do in front of me. So
I can imagine.
Yeah,
Eddie, that's a lot of painting, Eddie.
Yeah,
but I do have buddies that are going to step in. You know what I mean? Because they're going to step in and help me to actually paint. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To a certain extent, because like this guy, you know, someone could come in and just paint all the black parts. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I can paint the detail. You know what I mean? And that would help me out big time. So I'm going to start, you know, in a sense, doing that just so I could stock up for the tours. Because right when we get home from the Less Than Jake tour, we got 8 days at home, and then we take off to Europe, you know, for festivals out there, Europe and the UK. So I got to have, you know, enough for those shows as well. So, and, you know, including the local shows, we have a lot of local stuff coming. Oh, excuse me. Mm-hmm. So I'll be painting for a while, you know, with every spare moment I get. But, you know, I like doing it. You know, really cool to even have these, you know, and to be doing them myself and kind of be all hands-on with it, you know, is a plus. I even like do stuff with the scraps, you know, like some stuff breaks, you know, some stuff falls, drops, mm-hmm. breaks.
Yeah.
So I do like little arts and crafts.
Cool.
They're yeah. kind of cool. Yeah. Cool. You know, someone could buy this at one of our shows and have a special. I mean,
that's pretty cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I just kind of definitely, you know, a lot of dudes paint, you know, like paintings and stuff like that are talented at that, you know what I mean? So this is just one of the things that I've always been into, like these figures and toys. Like I'm surrounded by all kinds of figures and Hot Wheels, you know what I mean? Like custom Hot Wheels that I work on, literally little small custom Harleys and stuff, you know, like just I've always been into this stuff, you know what I mean? So to me it's kind of cool to, in a sense, have a job kind of painting my own stuff, you know what I mean? And it sells, you know, so thank people all the time, you know, for buying them, because in a sense it's literally creating a few days of work a week for me, and it's my own
thing.
I was on the website last week or something, and I go, you know what, I'm gonna buy me one of those and set it on my desk, because I think it's really cool, and I like you guys, and I'm going to get on there, and if there's one available, I'm going to grab me one.
Oh, thanks, man.
We have somebody on here that says, that's commenting, saying, my buddy Sean that I used to paint houses with back in the early 90s drew up something for the Voodoo Glow Skulls. I don't know exactly what he did, but this was in Riverside, California. We worked for university painting professionals. And he loves the Voodoo Glow Skulls. So he just wrote that out there.
Oh, rad. Yeah, I don't know if he... Maybe he painted one of our houses or something. I don't know. Or maybe he does. But awesome, man. Thanks.
He's asking if you're going to play Long Beach anytime soon.
We just did, but let me think. We don't have anything planned in the future for that area, but we do have some local stuff coming up. We have a Riverside show coming up, which isn't too far from Long Beach.
Okay, Riverside.
Yeah.
That's where you guys are from, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have a show, like a little taco session show at Romano's, the concert lounge in Canyon Crest. And it's going to be us, La Pobresca, Union 13, and Six Sense. And we got Taco Punks and Shove It Tacos and let's see, who else? The Vegan Citas, let's do Vegan Conchas. And then we have, what's the other one? We have another taco vendor. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, like a vegan taco vendor for the vegan option.
Oh, very, very cool.
The April 28th in Riverside, and then the 29th, we do another one in Las Vegas.
Very cool. Okay, this guy, one more thing I'm going to read from him. And it says, it was some type of drawing for the band. I even thought it was like for a record or a t-shirt. I don't know. He probably got a lot of people that have done stuff that say, I don't know. I'm just reading these comments to get on there.
Yeah, no, I mean, it could be very true. You know, he's probably, but who knows what it could have been. You know what I mean? But that's awesome. He said his friend's name was Sean.
Mm-hmm. Is that what I said, Eddie?
Let me see.
My buddy Sean, and they worked for a painting place called University Painting Professionals.
Yes, Sean. It might have been Sean that we went to high school with, our buddy Sean, and he drew the Rasta Mis Huevos 7-inch cover.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yes.
Friends good with name.
Yeah, we went to high school with Sean. Yeah, Sean,
very cool.
Very good friend of ours in high school. Big music fan, you know. Sean was always one of those guys that, kind of like my brother Eddie, that always knew about the new bands. You know what I mean? Like one of those that, in my opinion, important to know. You know what I mean? Like you always love those people that turn you on to new stuff. You know what I mean? But exactly. Sean, a high school buddy of ours, man, that can draw. And if it
says he had long ass straight hair.
Yeah, yeah. It must be Sean. He must be talking about our buddy Sean from high school. I think. He drew the Rasta Mis Huevos 7-inch cover, which was the one with the Rasta guy and the Voodoo Man.
So we found out who it was, Eddie.
We found out who.
You got another question for Jorge, Eddie?
Yeah, with all the traveling you've done, have you guys ever had your equipment lost?
Lost? We've left stuff here and there, you know, like I'm sure, like, but very rarely, you know, like,
I was just curious because you know how people talk about losing their luggage on the plane and stuff like that.
That's the next thing I was going to say is we watched America, and I can't remember which country, because when you tour South America, at least for us, and I know like a couple of our other buddies' bands like Exodus, you know, when they went as well, it was kind of like you go. You play the first show. After the show, you go to the hotel, you shower, you go straight to an airport, you get on a plane, you fly to the next city, and it does that the whole time. So you get no rest, basically.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
But
you burn the candle at both ends, huh?
What's that?
So you're burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah, but what was the question again? I'm sorry.
Oh, about your luggage equipment.
So, on one of the South American tours, we watched a guy grab our guitar, one of our guitars, off of the luggage, you know, the little luggage thing, 1950s.
Yeah.
He walked up to the luggage train when everything was supposed to be going. I can't remember if it was coming in or if it was supposed to be going to another plane, you know, like if we were on land. But we were looking out the window and watched the guy just randomly come up to the train cart, grab one of my brother's guitars, and just take off.
Oh, man.
But, you know, I can't remember if it ended up getting to us. I think it got to us like a day late, you know, maybe. But we did get it back. But okay. Stuff like that happened. Like we've had damage stuff, you know, for sure. Like, you know, show up and it's like trombone one time was completely just smashed. Like the bell, with this like taco.
Oh, no.
I've had brand new like bass cases, you know, just completely cracked, you know, like just, I've had basses kind of lost in, you know, in flight, but then I've ended up getting them like a day late again or something.
So yeah. a little bit of everything. You've seen a little bit of everything, huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much. We've had stuff stolen, you know what I mean? Like, we were playing a show in Texas, and it's kind of funny to me, but I had a hat, you know, just a hat, and I put it on my amp while we played the show. And, you know, usually people aren't on stage except for other band members and people that are involved with the club or whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we were playing one particular show, and someone just basically walked off with my hat. You know, we've had people do that. We had someone trying to take Ephraim's mask, you know, like, matter of fact, in Long Beach, you know, some kid. Mask, but what you don't understand is we just have the one, and it cost us a lot of money because we actually got it made by Mr. Mascara, the guy that makes all the pro wrestlers masks. And,
really?
It's actually our own design. It's Ephraim's mask, you know. So I got kind of tired of people coming up and going, "That's so and so's mask," you know what I mean? That's me's mask. Yeah. That's this or that. So we decided to design our own. We had our friend Ganna. You can look her up on Instagram, Ganna Art. She actually designed that mask, and our buddy Luch. We do some like go-kart stuff on YouTube, and our buddy Luch also has a, you know, his own wrestling mask that we got designed. So we designed Ephraim's as well. So that's actually his own mask. You can't really find it, you know, anywhere.
It's an original.
Some kid tried to take it, and it was kind of funny. His mom like tried to cover for him, you know, and like Ephraim. Nice dude, he would have gave it to him if he could, you know what I mean? But you know, it was just kind of funny, you know what I mean?
Souvenirs.
Yeah, I hear you. They probably mean it in a good way because they probably love your band and they're like, "I'd love to have this mask, would be awesome." But
of course, no, for sure. Like I said, so how can you be mad at that? You know what I mean? Yeah. But like I said, Ephraim's such a nice dude, you know, but he did have to ask for it back, you know what I mean? Like, exactly. He's like, "Sorry, my only one," you know what I mean? But
it's original.
But no,
Eddie.
It's flattering. It's
Eddie, flattering. What I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to send Jorge some of our M25 show hats. That way, when they try to steal his merch, he can just give them that instead. He'd say, "Okay, go ahead and get out of here."
This one instead.
And another time when we played a festival in LA, someone took my head. wireless, I'm sorry. It was my wireless. I had just bought like a wireless system, you know? And during the set, the crowd rushed the stage, you know what I mean? Which is always awesome, you know? But my bass sound disappeared, and when the crowd dispersed, my brand
was gone.
Oh, whoa, what happened, Eddie? Well, I think they stole it right now. Oh, he's back. I was going to say, somebody stole something from Jorge already, live on the show.
Yeah, no, it was gone. When the crowd dispersed, my brand new wireless system was gone.
Wow, you didn't even feel it taken?
No, my bass sound just disappeared, you know. But it was one of those moments, you know, where the crowd rushes because they're excited, you know. Awesome, you know. But that ended up happening, so it was, whatever. You know, it happens. It's just stuff.
That's cool. What a good feeling that must be to have that many people be so happy to see you guys playing and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it happens to a lot of bands, man, and you know, it's always cool when the crowd's that excited that they rush the stage, you know what I mean? And you know,
they want to be
part of it, you know, which is rad, you know.
After doing it for so long, do you still get that rush when you're on stage?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, it's always like you know, sometimes back, you know, it's like a blur almost, you know, it's just like just a big rush of adrenaline, you know, and it, you try and kind of take it in while it's happening, you know what I mean? But kind of, you know, we try and put as much energy into our show as possible, you know?
Yeah.
So, a lot of times it's just kind of a big blur, you know?
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Do you want to tell everybody how they can buy your music? And if you have any social media places where they can go and like fan pages and all that, and they can see like posts of, you know, pictures and all that good stuff.
Yeah, man. Obviously, check out our Instagram. We do this Voodoo Gold Skulls at Voodoo Gold Skulls, obviously. Also, we do have a Facebook. We're not too active on Facebook, but we do have a Facebook. What else? I want to say you can check out our merch at VoodooGullSkullsBigCartel.com. You can check out our YouTube, Voodoo TV, our official Voodoo Gull Skulls YouTube channel.
Oh.
You can check out, you can follow me, you know, at Jorge Voodoo, J-O-R-G-E Voodoo. Also, my brother Eddie at VGS, Ephraim, you know, F by Stereo.
Yes.
All the guys, you know, Play Fast, Die Old, that's our drummer. Scazzini, our sax player. Who else? Jose Pasaldon. These are all the dudes in the band, basically. But yeah, check out our YouTube. You can check me out with my buddies doing the go-kart stuff on YouTube as well. I believe we just changed the name to Luch Mob Garage.
Okay.
Check that out. That's just me and my two wrestling enthusiast buddies that do a lot of testing of carts and kind of reviews on a lot of like go-karts, you know, like little dirt go-karts and like quads and motorcycles and all the fun stuff. Just us having fun. And you can check that.
That's a YouTube?
Yeah, that's also a YouTube. It's called Luch Mob Garage.
Luch Mob Garage. Okay, I'll look that up after the show, and I'll post the link on our page so people could go check that out.
Yep, and also, like I said, the Voodoo Gold Skulls, the Big Cartel, VoodooGoldSkulls.com is our official site.
Okay.
I do believe we have a TikTok as well. So, yeah, just that's where you can check everything out, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say on your website, does it have all the band members, like places they can go follow them, like on Instagram and all that? Or do you have to just know them and type their name in?
No, I'm not sure, but I know the band's Instagram. It's like, I don't run it, but I know it's very good at always posting, you know, pictures of band members and with their
names.
With their names, yeah, and all that. So
that makes sense. So if you go to the band Voodoo Glow Skulls on Instagram, and you look at the pictures, and you see somebody you may want to follow, find their picture, and more than likely, hopefully, they'll be at whatever their name is, and you can follow them that way.
Or even still the hashtags. You know, people still check out hashtags. You can find a lot of them.
Right.
You know, that's like I think that's the easiest way. You know, because the band's Instagram, we only post when it's someone's birthday or mostly on the stories. The actual post, if you notice from the band, is usually just when we have stuff like that.
Very, very cool. What I might do in the future, if it's okay, I might use one of your songs for one of our intros, because we're big fans of you guys, and there's so many songs to choose from, but we may play a song or two if that's okay with you, because we'd like to share it with our listeners. We think if they haven't heard of you, which I can't see how that could be, that they should hear that music. It's very good. We like it.
Awesome. Yeah. If you haven't heard of us, check us out, man. You can go on YouTube and watch videos of us playing all day. You can actually watch us play Russia, you know, on YouTube. That whole show, I think, posted.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You can watch us play Brazil, London, pretty much anywhere. I think, they're almost probably from every region that we've been. There's, you could probably find on YouTube, you know, somewhere.
Probably, most likely, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Do you have any Do you have any new stuff coming out, new records or anything, if they even call them records anymore, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, we do actually. We're in the studio actually as we speak, recording new material now. We just started doing the drum tracks. We're about to start doing the bass stuff as we go along. So we got about four or five, I think, drum tracks down on some new stuff. We just did a cover of a Slayer song for a compilation coming out in the UK, which we were in the middle of tracking this week. I just did the bass for it. So we have bass, guitar, and drums done for it. The horn players will submit their parts because they each have their own little recording studios at their houses.
Yes.
So they'll record their parts, send them to Eddie, and then that's usually how it works there. And then we're waiting for Ephraim to get back from Europe. He just got back from Europe with Death by Stereo, and he'll come in, lay down the vocal tracks, and then we'll send that song off to our buddy in the UK for his compilation. So that'll be coming out soon. And then, like I said, we're about four or five songs deep in the drum tracks for the next album. So we'll just be working on that for the next few months till we take off on tour.
Very cool. So fans of the Voodoo Glow Skulls, there's a new record coming soon. Album. I like to call them albums still, but I know it's, you know, the way today is, it's all digital and stuff like that. But I hope you guys still put out, do you still put out albums and stuff like that, or is it digital too?
Yeah, for sure. You know, for us, people buy vinyl, man. You know, again, it's an awesome thing. CDs still sell too, don't you? You know, but it's really cool to see that, you know, albums came back, you know, vinyl.
Yes.
You know, and it's very cool to me, you know. And then now some of our records got released during the period of where vinyl wasn't even a thing. So it's kind of cool to see some of the records now get re-released on vinyl, you know.
Very cool. I got a question for you, Jorge, since that's cool that you do that and stuff like that. But if I would request an 8-track or a cassette tape, can you do one just for me?
An 8-track?
Hell yeah, why not? Shit, that would be a collector's item, Eddie. Leave me alone. I'm talking to Jorge.
Yeah, I actually have an 8-track player, still the original one from my parents' house.
Awesome.
We listened to you know, all of the early stuff on, you know. The 8-tracks were a big thing to us in this house. It was, I think one of the 8-tracks, I still have it, is if you open it, it was one of those desktop ones, you open it up. The 8-track player with a record player next to it, you know?
Yes.
I still have that. And when you open it up, it still has the 8-tracks in it. So we have like Dirty Deeds was one of them.
Nice.
Yeah, they're all still in there, man. It's kind of cool.
How cool is that, Eddie?
Yeah.
You know what he's talking about, Eddie, right? Remember those?
Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
Look like a piece of furniture. You open the top and like all the stuff's inside.
Ours is brown, and then it like has like a brown kind of glittery mesh.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're talking, Jorge.
I think it still works, man. I refuse to get rid of it. You know, it just has a bunch of boxes and stuff on top of it.
It's good for something, right?
In the garage, because I got, you know, a modern record player right here. it's still there. Probably will still be there, you know.
That's cool. Yeah, you know, this. Yeah, it's funny how things from the past come back, you know. Isn't that cool how that happens? It's like records or album vinyls, you know. At one time that's all there was, then they faded out because of the CDs and then the digital. But
cassettes are back, you know. People buy cassettes and bands make cassettes, you know, and sell them, and people buy them. And
really?
Yeah. Kids will go to thrift shops, man, and find the old Walkmans. Now it's like a thing, you know. It's been a thing. Yeah.
What do? They hear about it in the history books and they go, hey, I'm going to go get one. I wonder how that happens, how you bring back, especially like a Walkman, you know, it's like.
You know, kids are hip, man. They, you know, they see old technology and think it's cool, and they figure it out, you know, that you can go to a thrift store and find someone's old tape collection for 50 cents a tape or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You'd be the cool kid in school.
Yeah, they just. You know, like old music that they never were discovered, you know, for cheap, you know.
So, Jorge, this is the big question of the show. Do you think somebody's going to bring back the payphone?
I don't know, man. I think so.
Well, you never know.
I think if they brought back payphones, man, it's just, they're just going to get broken into, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. What do you think? Well, didn't the bell bottoms come back for a brief moment? Or are they still in?
The what?
The bell bottom pants.
The bell bottoms?
Yeah.
I think people will always wear those, man.
Yeah, those are still in, I think.
Yeah, because I had seen, like, I don't know, in the past few years that they were coming back. Well, there was a time they were gone, but I mean, one where they, like, in the 70s and 70s. I think 70s, yeah, Jorge? The bell bottoms when they were really popular?
Yeah, 60s, 70s, and then, you know, like right now, you know, the kids are wearing the 80s fashion, you know, with the jeans all the way up to here. Mm-hmm. Cut-off shirt, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff always comes around. I remember being a kid and my dad telling me that some of the stuff we wore, you know, they wore as kids, and you know how it was fun back, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Everyone wore Dickies in the 90s. I remember the older generation going, work clothes? Really? That's you know what I mean? Like,
exactly. You go, you're wearing work clothes for, like, to go out?
Yeah, like, Dickies are back, you know what I mean? But to me, it's like, I can't really wear them anymore, man. Like, unless they're an old worn out pair that are soft, because to me, it's like wearing a burlap sack. You know? Like,
yeah, they're all hard and rough, huh?
Yeah. The older, it's like the softer to me, the more comfortable, the better. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. That's pretty cool. Jorge, we're big fans of you, and I'm so happy you agreed to come on the show. And I've been watching you, your videos and stuff, and I think they're very cool. And I know of your band, of course, and I'm glad you accepted our invitation to come on. You're a very cool dude, and we're big fans of you.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. And everyone out there, if you haven't heard of us, check us out. For those of you that do pay attention, thank you very much, man. We appreciate you guys. Come check out a show. Come hang. We got some tours coming up. So if we're coming anywhere near the region of any of the people watching, man, come check us out. Come say hi.
Hey, Jorge, yes. We have a listener asking if you like his son Zane's song.
Where's this at, Eddie?
I don't see it now, but that's what he was asking earlier.
What is it?
Oh, okay. Somebody.
Like his son Zane's song.
Somebody named Josh Richardson is asking if you like his son's song, Zane. Is that his name, or is that the name of the song,
that's
Eddie?
His son's name.
Zane?
Yeah, if you like his song. I guess Zane wrote a song, or...
I don't know if you... Jorge, have you heard of Zane? That's kind of just a... Not very big... that's not very broad, is it?
I'm not sure what he's talking about.
Okay, Josh, you'd have to be a little more specific. Zane, does he have a last name, or...?
Richardson, I'm assuming.
Yeah, his name was Richard.
Zane Richardson. Oh, you know what? We did play it. There was a video. That's right.
Is it something you guys played before I came on?
No, we had played it in the past on our show. So, oh, wow, that's... I don't know, Jorge... I know Jorge is a big fan of our show and he watches us every week, but he might have missed that one.
Yeah.
Just kidding, Jorge. No, I don't know. If we play it again and you run it by it, it's kind of a broad thing. Eddie, we played it a while back, so...
Yeah. What's the name, Josh? What's the name of the song?
Oh my God, he put me on a spot here now. I can't remember. It's going to look like I don't pay attention. Thanks a lot, guys.
That's me, Josh.
Jeez.
What's his son's song's name?
I don't know, Eddie. Josh, can you put the name? Because I totally forgot. I apologize. Sorry, Zane. You guys got me good today. All you guys in on this? I bet Jorge's the leader of this thing.
He's the ringleader.
Okay, but Jorge, what I'll do is I'm going to get the links to your YouTube TV, your website, and I'll message you out the stuff. If there's anything else you want, we will post it all over our pages and talk about you guys and do the best we can over here. If anybody happens not to know of you guys, we'll make sure that they do know about you guys. How's that sound?
Awesome.
And if anything you need from us, like if you need us to promote anything, you got some, please message and we'll do it. We'll do it like that. You're a friend of our show now.
Awesome.
The song is called Shaker.
Oh, it's on YouTube. It's called Shaker by, what's his name again? Oh my God, Zane. I'm going to get
Zane.
Okay. Jorge, you gotta help me out here. His name is Zane and the song is called Shaker. It's on YouTube.
Cool. Check it out.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, Josh says he's a huge fan of you, so I know he's probably already seen all your stuff, but Josh, if you haven't seen Jorge's YouTube TV, I didn't even know about that. Go check it out. I didn't even know that, Jorge. I apologize. I'm getting in trouble all day here.
Oh, no, the YouTube thing, it's Voodoo TV, which is like the band's based, like official YouTube. And then the Looch Mob Garage thing is just a side thing that I do with my buddies where we do like ride-in reviews, like I said, for like the go-karts. We work on them for like quads and
okay,
and dirt bikes. You know.
So it's not connected to the Voodoo TV?
No, that was just a different thing.
Okay, so
that's the guys that I make the figures with, basically.
Oh, okay. So he's got the Voodoo TV, and then he's got his own little side thing that you were talking, and that's called what?
Looch Mob Garage.
Looch Mob Garage. Okay, we're gonna get all this down and plastered on our wall after the interview. So we're gonna get it, Jorge. We're gonna get all this down and promote this stuff. But yeah, thank you so much. Please feel free to contact us if you guys are going to go on tour or something, or you got when your CDs or CD album, vinyl, 8-track, whatever's ready, you let us know and we'll plaster it all over the place over here.
Cool, man. Yeah, just before I go, just a reminder, you know, April 28th, we have a Riverside show at Romano's, the Concert Lounge in Canyon Crest, the Concert Lounge at Concert Lounge on Instagram. You can check it out. Our side band's actually playing there too, I think on the 25th with Teenage Bottle Rocket. We have a band called Penetrate that is the original trumpet player Joe sings for it, that played in Voodoo on the Feed Me album and Who Is This's album, like the first four albums actually. He sings for the band, it's me and Eddie. Eddie plays guitar, obviously I play bass, four-piece band, playing with Teenage Bottle Rocket, Concert Lounge. On the 25th, then the Voodoo one is on the 29th, same place, or 28th, I'm sorry, for the Voodoo one. 29th in Vegas, and then, let's see, July, East Coast and Midwest tour with Les and Jake. That's gonna be July 6th, starting, I think, in Nashville, ending in Fort Lauderdale on the 22nd. So check out those dates. Also, in August, we got Europe and the UK. That's going to be a good one as well. We got on Rebellion Festival, also on Brack Rock Festival, and a bunch of club shows in between. And then don't forget, Ephraim's going to be a tour guide at the Punk Rock Museum. That'll be May 30th and 31st. You can check out, I think it's two times a day at 12 and then again at 2, but you can check that all out at the Punk Rock Museum. Make sure and go support that if you're in Vegas. It's really awesome they're doing that there, but again, Ephraim will be a tour guide May 30th and 31st. Cool. Make sure and check out the band's Instagram for all the upcoming shows and all the stuff we got going on.
It definitely. Right. We got, before you get out of here, Eddie, Retro Rude Girl says the 28th is gonna be sick, so she's looking forward for that one. Jorge,
awesome. Yeah, check out Retro Rude Girl, man. That girl, very cool. She very creative.
You know her?
Yeah she's comes out to a lot of the shows, supports us a lot, man. And she's out of the San Diego area, but she supports a lot of bands, just a music fan in general, very good person. Very cool designer, makes a lot of her own clothes and stuff like that. Check her out.
All right. Well, hey, if Jorge Voodoo says check her out, the M25 show is going to check her out, right, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
All right. Jorge, thank you so much. You're a friend of our show. Anything you need from us and we can help, please just message and we'll do what we can on our side.
Awesome. Everyone have a good day, man. Thanks for checking.
Hey, Jorge, I'm gonna order me one of them little Voodoo guys. Don't you worry.
Awesome. Thank you, guys, man. Thank you so much.
Take care, Jorge.
Awesome. Have a good one.
All right, you too. That was Jorge Voodoo from Voodoo Glow Skulls, Eddie. Very cool guy.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Yes. Guy. And everybody go check out Retro Rude Girl, too. Mm-hmm. Jorge says she's an awesome designer. So give her a little plug, Eddie.
Yep.
I don't know what she designs. Your clothes? I don't know what she clothes?
Clothes she designs, but check it out.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we'll have a retro rude girl on our show someday. Once we check her out and see what she's all about, I'm hoping she's on Instagram, maybe, or she's watching on, I believe, YouTube, though.
I'm sure she's on some kind of social.
Yeah, she's on something. We'll find her. That's what we do, Eddie. We find people. That's what we do. Because people find us, too. Mm-hmm. And in different ways. Anyway, Jorge is a cool guy. They got a new record coming out, Eddie. So all the fans that like the band Voodoo Glow Skulls, there's going to be a new record on the way.
On the way.
So as soon as we find out about it, like we did today, and it's ready, we will post it and let you all know. Yeah. Crazy. It's kind of cool how these bands still put out the record, the actual vinyl. For people that they like to hear a record on vinyl still, you know, that sound.
Yeah,
a little bit of the a little bit of that 70s feel, I guess. But cool guy, Eddie. What do you think?
I can't believe he still has an 8-track player.
Yeah, that I can't believe it has the whole thing. What would that thing? I can't remember what that called. Would that be in that time an entertainment center?
Kind of. I think it was more like a. Well, yeah, I guess you can say it was an entertainment center because it had the stereo, the TV. I think some had the stereo, the TV.
Because where would the TV be? Would it be on the side? Because the top middle. Opens, right? Oh, like well, you got to
open in the center, and then the speakers would be on the side, and then
yeah,
you
but
open it up, and it was the record player and the.
Yeah, but you don't you open it from the flat part? You open it up like a suitcase, and then it's in there in the hole.
Yeah, well, the one we had was there had I remember it had two speakers on the side.
Yeah.
And it had the TV was in the middle.
Okay.
And then you opened it up, and there was a record player and the.
But where do you open it from? The side.
From the top.
Top like of the TV.
Yeah. The one we had was like the it was like a console.
Okay, wait a minute, flat. Eddie. You yeah, got me.
The door was flat.
Yes, and then you put a TV on top.
No. Ours had the TV in the middle.
Oh, in the middle.
Yeah, ours had the TV in the middle, and then on the top, when you opened it up, it was the record player and the console. I mean, the 8-track.
Oh, player. I got you. The TV wasn't too low. If it was all the way on the ground like that.
It wasn't too low. I mean,
I guess that's how they were, huh? Back then, they sat on the ground, huh?
Yeah, that's how it was back then. You know, you didn't have you didn't have these TVs that you hang on your wall and really
retro,
light TVs.
Retro Girl says, "I am. Thanks. My YouTube is 8mm recording of old odd stuff.
8mm.
So let me see. Let's break this down. My YouTube is 8mm." Recording of odd stuff. Is that the name of her YouTube, or is that what she does on the YouTube, Eddie? What do you think?
I think it's maybe that's what she does. She records like odd stuff, like maybe.
Okay. Well, hopefully that's the name of her YouTube because she didn't give the name of her YouTube. I'm hopefully it's, huh?
Maybe odd stuff meaning intriguing stuff, like stuff.
Maybe she makes it look old with the 8mm looking stuff.
It's possible.
Well, Retro Girl, I hope your name of your YouTube is Retro Rude Girl, because you haven't, you told us about it, but you didn't say the name. So I guess people just type in Retro Rude Girl on YouTube, and hopefully that's her thing.
Sure, probably.
Yeah. Of odd stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. It's what I do. My YouTube is the same screen name. Okay, so... Go to YouTube, type in retro_rudegirl and subscribe to her YouTube channel. And she does odd stuff, which is cool stuff, right?
I'm assuming it's cool stuff.
Yeah. People like odd stuff. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it might be retro stuff. Sorry, juggling my job and listening. That's what we like, Eddie. We like people that squeeze us in.
Yeah.
We love that. And we're going to check you out, Retro Rude Girl, and see what kind of stuff you do. And who knows? You never know. Might be on our show someday. What do you think, Eddie?
Yeah.
Yes. It's all it takes. You know, somebody listens to somebody that we interview, and then da-da-da-da, and that's how the social network works. All goes in a perfect circle. Oh, too much. Let me see here. Retro Rude Girl. I like that name, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Retro Rude Girl. That'd be like, if you dated somebody with that name, that'd be kind of cool.
Retro Rude Girl?
Yeah, I'm dating a girl. Her name's Retro Rude Girl. Yeah, she's pretty last badass.
Last name Rude Girl.
Yeah, her first name's Retro and her last name's Rude Girl. She's badass.
She's a badass.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Oh, you know what? You know when people call each other... I thought they called them beasties.
Besties?
Or besties. Is it beasties or besties? I always think, oh, that's my...
It's my bestie.
My beastie. I always thought that it was beastie, but it's my bestie?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm all over the place. Because you know how people say, oh, that's my... I used to thought it was beastie. I was like, what is it? Your beastie? And they said, yeah, it's my best friend or something. Is that what that means?
Yeah, it means your bestie is your best friend.
So it's actually, that's my bestie.
Bestie. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Not beastie.
Because it's spelled B-E-A-S-T-I-E. It sounds like beastie.
Yeah, it sounds like beastie, but it's bestie. Maybe.
I don't know. I was very shocked when I heard the name. And I was like, oh my God, I always thought it was my beastie. Let me see. Retro Girl's name is Kim. Kim, is it called beastie or bestie? When you say somebody's your bestie?
It's bestie, not beastie.
You've never nobody that's called, hey, that's my beastie.
No. I've always said bestie.
Well, it's not a bad thing.
No, they say we're besties or that's my bestie.
So how would you spell bestie, Eddie?
B-E-S-T-Y?
Okay, well, Kim, Retro Girl, spells it.
Yeah, B-E-S-T-I-E. Yeah.
So it's not beastie?
No.
Oh. Man, I thought it was beastie this whole time it ever came out. Because I think if you're my beastie, that's being like, yeah, you're my dog. I don't know, you're my road dog or something. I don't know. So once I said my beastie, I was like, my bestie.
Bestie.
Oh my gosh, I was devastated, Eddie. I really thought it was for however long this word has been out. I always thought it was my beastie.
My beastie.
Yeah. What's so funny about that?
It's not beastie, it's bestie.
Okay, so it's bestie. All right.
Richard says you're a wreck.
I didn't know that. Okay, well, I hate to jump from bestie to this, but I don't know. We might have talked about this before, but this movie, the Human Centipede movie. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay, well, somebody had told me about this movie a long time ago, and let me warn everybody, it's a little kind of graphic, so it's this guy, I don't know if he's a scientist or what have you, but I don't know, I think he's probably just a sicko dude, right? Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen the movie, so I'm going to try to put it together the best I can. He gets these, I don't know if it's three people, maybe four, I don't know. And I don't know how he gets them to wherever they're at, maybe drugs them or whatever, and they wake up, right? And they have one, I don't know if it's a guy or girl, but there's a lead person, right, in the front, okay? And then behind them, the first one behind them, he sews their mouth to their butthole, what? Right? And then the one behind them sews the mouth to the butthole, and so on and so on. I don't know how many there are, but it looked like a centipede, right? A human centipede. So, I guess it actually sews the lips around the butthole. Mm-hmm. Now the gross thing about it is the lead guy, his mouth isn't sewed or nothing. So, he can talk and he can eat and all that. So, he's the one that has to eat. Mm-hmm. Right? So, he's the one that eats and drinks. So, you know, eventually, he's going to have to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the one behind him, you know, when he says he or she hears his stomach growling, you know, the eyes get real big. So, you know, and it goes down the chain.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, who in the world come up with a movie like this? That's what I want to know. Who would, this actual movie, Eddie? I didn't even think they made a part two.
that's weird.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, let me see. Josh is leaving. I guess he didn't want to hear about that. Let me see. Yeah, it's called The Human Centipede. That's I don't know who can keep what kind of person could think of that, Eddie?
Some sicko.
Would you? You know what I mean? And I don't even know what the plot of the story is, of the movie.
But it's an actual movie.
It's an actual movie. No. Yeah, you can stream it probably on, I don't know, on Tubi or something. Yeah. I don't know. But man, that could you imagine waking up and you're in a human centipede position?
No, I mean, cannot.
I don't know what's. I mean, it's bad to be the one behind, right?
Yeah.
But imagine you're the person in the front. I mean, you could eat and do all that, but I mean, mm-hmm. could you imagine when you have to go, and would you feel bad?
Well, I guess you would feel bad for the person taking in the spoils.
Oh man. Oh my gosh. Okay, I just want to throw that out there because I was talking to somebody about this and I was like, who in the world would come up with a movie like that?
Yeah, who comes up
nasty with a movie like that? Okay, so Retro Girl, we're gonna check you out, don't worry. Did she say she was on any other social media or just YouTube?
I think just YouTube.
Okay, so if she is on any other social media, it's probably under the same screen name, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll go check out Instagram and what else is out there? Facebook,
Twitter.
All that good stuff. Twitter. And we'll check out what kind of... It's a clothes she makes, right? And then mm-hmm. she makes movies or... Is it movies, she said?
What does she call it?
Odd
things.
Odd movie stuff. Oh, I can't even scroll back. Oh, there it is. Let me see. Oh, it's just... They're talking about... stuff. Okay. So juggling my job and listening. Okay, I'm almost there. Okay, I am. Thank you. My YouTube is 8mm recording of odd stuff.
Odd stuff. She's on Instagram, she says.
Oh shit, I gotta go back down now. Yes. I'm on IG. Same screen name. Okay. That's what I like, Eddie. When people keep the same screen name for all so much easier. Some people have like 5 different social medias and they're all different names, and you got to write them down, and so much simpler. But we will definitely check you out, Retro Girl, and hopefully you'll stick with us and check our show out. Yeah, and who knows, Eddie, maybe we'll have her on our show someday. What do you think?
Yeah,
what do you think, Eddie? I'm gonna leave it up to you.
Anything is possible. If she's willing to come on, we'll have her.
Man, look at Eddie talking like a champion. I like it. Way to take the reins. I like that stuff. All right. I have a few more stories, but it's time to get out of here. Those Apple AirTags, you know, are you familiar with those?
I know what they are. I don't use them myself, but
there was a story. Let me see here. It says man uses Apple AirTag to track down person who stole his truck, then kills him. Oh god. So they do work, Eddie. But you gotta be, you know, you think about it, that's why you got them, because if you lose something or somebody steals something,
track it down,
you can find them, and then you can end up in trouble. You know, you buy these things and they do what they're supposed to do, and then you do something dumb and end up in jail and
charged for murder.
Oh man,
it's crazy. Hey, I just want my stuff back. That's it.
Yeah, the guy can't just go get his stuff back and go back home. He has to kill him. Oh, that's not good.
He won't be stealing again.
No, he won't. I think he's gonna. Well, he's probably gonna go to jail for life, right? When you kill somebody.
Yeah.
Even if somebody stole something, that don't give you the right to go and kill him, right?
Yeah, it doesn't give you the right to kill him.
So, maybe we'll. Get a little more deeper into that next week, but that was a story I saw and I was like, unbelievable.
It's going too far.
Unbelievable. All right, well, Eddie, I think we're gonna get out of here. It's Thursday, we're gonna start our weekend early.
Alrighty.
And be sure to go check out our sponsor Natural Wonders. It's natural beauty care, health and beauty care for men and women, all natural products, right, Eddie?
All natural.
All kinds. You just go to their website, naturalwonders.com, and wonders is spelled WUNDERZ. Naturalwonders.com, and I'll hold this up to Eddie. Held it up. See where the happy face is? Just put a U in there. naturalwonders.com. Do your shopping, and at the end at checkout, Eddie, there's always this little box that says promo code, right? Mm-hmm. If you put in the M25 show, you'll get 25% off your order. And the stuff's really good. Eddie loves it. I like it too, but Eddie really loves it. Eddie will even go to the store. He can't even wait. Yeah,
sometimes I can't wait. I gotta go to the store and get it.
Yes. Retro Girl says people use them to stalk others. Place in wheel wells, phones will detect them. Oh, wow. Wow, I guess if you like relationship stuff, huh? Like if you got a jealous person, they can put it, stick it on their car somewhere. And I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I was talking about the human centipede. There's some crazy people out there, huh?
Technology. It'll track you anywhere.
Oh, man. Why can't just people just use it for the right thing? For lost luggage? I don't know. Put it for your dog. Put on the collar. So, you know, something that's right. And I'd be tracking down your lady.
Your lady or your man or your...
Your man, your lady.
Mistress, whatever.
Mistress. I'd rather buy beer. Richard says he'd rather buy beer, of course.
Me too, Richard.
Too much. All right, Eddie. So we'll be back next week. Who do we have on the show next week? Let me check before we get out of here. Oh, it's next week we have... remember I was telling you about those people who ride bicycles? It's like a bike gang. Like, not gang, but they're clubs.
Oh, yeah.
And they get a bunch of people that are in the bicycle, not like motorcycles. They're like riding bicycles and they ride around town and shit and like that. And it's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But one of the guys is coming on from the bike club called Fatsos.
Fatsos.
And it's Fatsos with a PH. And they're going to tell us about this. I didn't even know about all this. Like, there's actually all in Orange County, LA County. And they ride far, Eddie. So, we rode 80 miles today. And it's not even like those bikes that have the thing you push to make the sprockets faster so your legs don't get a little break.
Like the 10-speed, 18-speeds, or whatever they are?
Yeah, no, these are just regular one sprocket. So I'm like, how the hell do you ride 80 and 90 miles in a ride? That's a lot of leg strength.
Because I know he's a customer, and he rides quite a bit, and he has like a $4,000 bike that he rides.
Yeah, but is it like a BMX bike, like those ones that don't have the 10 speeds?
More like a mountain bike,
those have speeds on them though. The one these clubs ride,
beach cruisers.
No, they're not even. They're like BMX bikes, just a little beefed up. But they're like the BMX. There's only one. You just pedal. Imagine a beach cruiser, but BMX style. Mm-hmm. There's no 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 speed. It's just one thing.
One sprocket.
And that's I can't imagine. He tells me, we did 80 miles. I'm like, 80 miles.
Going uphill with that thing.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I don't know. That's hard to believe, Eddie. 80 miles to ride your bicycle on electric one of those bikes? Huh?
80. I'd get an electric bike instead. 80 miles,
That's a long way. I told him, dude, do you know how far 80 miles is? Or sometimes he says 90, and I go, that's like going here to, San Diego?
Halfway to San Diego.
That's a long way to ride.
Yeah.
I can't believe it, Eddie. I'm gonna grill these guys about this, because especially on a bike, like maybe if it's like a 10 speed or a mountain bike that has all these gears.
Yeah, one of those bikes that the cyclists use, like the but one of those bikes, they're really light and really, I mean, you can change the gears and stuff.
Exactly.
But yeah, just a regular bike,
no way.
And that's hard.
That's like your old, remember in the 80s, the BMX bikes they had? They were just the big old foot. You had to one spin on it, take all your might. I mean, it was a big spin and get you going, but Retro Girl's got to go, Eddie.
Yep. All right, Retro Girl. Hope to hear from you again soon.
Yes, hope to hear from you soon, and we'll go check you out too. All right, Eddie, what do you say we get out of here?
All right, sounds good.
And we'll start our weekend off early. Oh, no, we're actually getting out of here on time. Shit. Oh, man, Eddie. Is that on the M25 show, or did you put that on there? Did you have it painted on there?
Actually, it was a gift. I got it from the kids, I think.
Nice. Is there coffee in there or booze?
Actually, pink and orange juice today.
Oh, okay, good. Orange that juice. Vitamin C. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we're gonna get out of here. We'll be back next Thursday. I saw Alberto was actually watching here for a minute. Did you see that?
Yeah, he said he'll be back next Thursday.
Oh, well, I guess he wants to let everybody know that his presence will be back.
Yep. He's planning his return.
I guess so. Well, that's good. He's been gone a couple of weeks, so he says he's coming back next week. It's always good to know that we know that he's coming back.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. We don't even know things sometimes, Eddie. And hopefully Alyssa will be back. Alyssa has been under the weather herself, Eddie.
Has she been sick too?
Yeah, so you might want to go on our group chat and wish her well. Yeah. Okay, we're going to get out of here. We will see everybody next Thursday. Same place, same time. And for you podcast listeners, thanks for tuning in. Spread the word. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Music and on Spotify, iHeart, and all those platforms. That helps us out. And our live streams are always on Steve, Eddie, Alyssa, Alberto Facebook page, and on YouTube by searching the M25 show.
Alrighty.
And with that, we will see you next week. See you, Eddie. All
right. Take care, everybody.
Face stupid reality again.